Have you ever been to a Buddha bar restaurant? It is said to be the ultimate restaurant experience, a mixture of eclectic Asian decor, hypnotizing music, and delicious cuisine. Buddha bar restaurants are to be found in Paris, London, and New York, but so far Prague has been left out. Now the Czech capital is about to go one better. Prague will reportedly have the very first Buddha bar hotel in the world. The luxurious five-star hotel will reflect the tradition of Buddha bar restaurants and aim to beguile all your senses. Oriental color schemes, hypnotizing music, perfumes of the Far East, and Japanese and Chinese art objects over which a statue of Buddha will preside. It is not yet clear when the hotel will be completed, but it sounds like a night at the Buddha Bar Hotel in Prague will certainly be unforgettable. Have you ever thought about how fast people walk in different cities? According to a study conducted by British scientists, today's fast pace of life makes us all walk much faster than we did 10 years ago, not to mention 50. Even so, people in some cities appear to be more in a hurry than people elsewhere. The study covered 32 of the world's major cities and found the fastest walkers in Singapore, followed by Copenhagen and Madrid. Dublin came fifth, Berlin placed seventh, New York eighth, and Prague was 14th on the list. Well, I'm certainly glad we're no higher up. You can't enjoy life properly if you're scurrying around like mad. Josef Zimovčák, a 50-year-old Czech postman, is crazy about cycling. He's taken part in the Tour de France and Giro d'Italia, but not on an expensive bike with gears. Josef Zimovčák rides an old-fashioned penny farthing, where one wheel is much bigger than the other and keeping balance is an art. During the Tour de France 2 years ago, Zimovčák almost had to quit after a bad fall on a mountain stage left him with a broken rib and jaw, but he got back in the saddle, riding most days until around midnight and rising at 6 every morning. He says that when things got rough, he thought about how he would buy an ice cream when he finally got to Paris. The Giro d'Italia, he had to give up a few kilometers before the finishing line after a tragic accident when a motorbike collided with his accompanying vehicle. Zimovčák said that under the circumstances he could not finish the race and was later awarded a prize by the Czech Fair Play Sports Association. Now he wants to tackle the third European Grand Tour, the Spanish Vuelta, a grueling 3,200-kilometer race through the Pyrenean Mountains. Like in the other races, Zimovčák will be riding 24 hours ahead of the other contestants. He'll be starting on September 1st, and if all goes according to plan, he should cross the finishing line in Madrid on September the 25th. As Czechs commemorated the anniversary of the end of World War II, there were a lot of American war jeeps driving around Pilsen and Prague. To mark the occasion and bring back the spirit of the time, the city of Brno brought back two vintage trams which date back to the 1940s. The trams are lined with wood and were clearly made with great attention to detail. They're fully functional and their reconstruction cost 6 million crowns. Well, the good news is that these two vintage models will provide normal service every day until the end of the tourist season, so many people will be able to savor the experience. Although they look impressive, the Brno City Transport has an even older model, a highly prized tram from 1889 called Caroline, which is said to be the only functional steam tram in Central Europe today. Caroline is only brought out on special occasions such as celebrations and charity events. The last time she made a round of the city was last year when she took a group of disabled children out for a ride. Memorials are usually built to commemorate famous personages, but the town of Hustopets near Brno in the heart of the Moravian winemaking region has built a memorial to a bacteria, more specifically to the winemaking yeast cell. The yeast cell is chiseled in stone and is larger than life, 70,000 times larger to be exact, and weighs over a ton. The locals say the yeast cell plays an important role in the life of the locals and is thus fully entitled to a memorial. However, tourists passing through are totally perplexed and circle around the blob in disbelief, trying to guess what it is. Seventy-eight-year-old Juraj Pucci is firmly convinced that walking is the secret to a long and healthy life. And to prove how fit walking has kept him, he decided to hold his own walking marathon around Prague. He got up early in the morning and walked for a full 24 hours without a break, covering 126 kilometers. It got him a place in the Czech Book of Records, and you have to take his word for it. Walking really must be good for you. Over 100 contestants took part in this year's Metrosexual of the Year competition in Prague, and the winner was Petr Roha, a 30-year-old house painter from Prague. He's into fitness, fashion and shopping, but says he's just a normal guy who shaves pretty much everything except his legs. So how long does the Czech Metrosexual of the Year take to dress up for an evening out? Well, if he's getting ready for a walk in the park, expect to be kept waiting for half an hour. But for an evening out, he takes close to 2 hours. Well, so he might nick your body lotion or face mask, but he'll never complain that you've kept him waiting to doll up. And you'll recognize him right away. He'll be wearing a tie with a diamond, which was the first prize, along with 60,000 crowns. Finally, a farm in Blaninsko is currently attracting television crews and news people from around the country who are all eager to report on a freak of nature, a lamb with 6 feet, the result of a genetic disorder. The lamb was born a few weeks ago and was immediately nicknamed Spider. The extra 2 feet hang limply between its front legs, but appear to be causing the lamb no problems. In the past, Czech farmers have reported the birth of a two-headed calf, a two-headed cat, and most recently a chicken with 4 feet.